It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio, and you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue rub, sauce, catering, and tailgating needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. Check them out. I'm looking forward to enjoying a little 409 Tailgate Club barbecue myself. But let me tell you first, Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, visit one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We'll pull the winner on air next week, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, Bob Flounder sitting in for Ross Tucker, who is not here with us this week. Are you ready, sir?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be, and I don't know if that's a good thing.
All right, first question comes from Brad in Washington, D.C.
Ooh.
He said, we've heard from the Penn State coaches a few times now that Micah Parsons looks good, but occasionally he ends up in the wrong gap. Mm-hmm. What does that mean exactly, and how concerning is that to hear for a freshman linebacker?
Well, I mean, they have their defense set up a certain way, and there's checks, and there's, you know, the defense that is called isn't always the defense that they run based right. upon what the offense does, and it's a game of cat and mouse while the play clock's winding down, and when it's time to make the defensive check to whatever the offense does, everyone's got responsibilities. The defensive line's got gap responsibilities. The linebackers have keys, and you know you have to react and you have to follow your keys. So there's a lot to process in a very short amount of time. So as James said, the great thing about Micah is he can be misaligned, but his recovery
is ridiculous.
But the problem is he's running plays down from the wrong angle.
Right.
And it's just eventually that's going to catch up.
Those gaps get exploited by good teams.
Yeah, and I think
Wisconsin will exploit
gaps. As we talked about earlier, I think one of the things James was talking about with Jesse Luketta making a move is, look, Micah Parsons is every bit of a five-star athlete and a player, and he is going to, you know, as long as he stays healthy, there's going to be games where he makes some plays and people are just going to be shaking their head and they're wow plays. But if you remember, Penn State had his mentor, LeVar Arrington, who was ended up being the number two overall pick in the draft. But LeVar, as you've heard them talk about, was a straight-up freelancer.
Right.
So he would make the splash plays, but you never really knew what he was thinking and you never really knew if he was lined up right. And there were some games, you know, when he was on the field where they got gashed a little bit by the running games and they gave up some big plays. And I'm not saying it's his fault, but it's great when you're a unique athlete and you're going to get paid and you're going to make those plays. But there's a lot more to the position. And there's times when you're going to get caught when you're not in the right position.
And let me just remind you Penn State fans that Micah Parsons is learning a new position that he played part-time in high school as a high school senior only.
Right.
He was a defensive end
right.
for 3 years. He played defensive end a senior as well, but he also played some linebacker on a part-time basis. This is all kind of new to him.
And just imagine if Ohio State had tried to convert Noah Spence to linebacker.
That's the same thing.
It's very similar. And Noah Spence is really good at one thing, and that is getting up the field.
And
if you try and go one-on-one with him, you're going to lose. So that's a great point, Andy. I think Micah is at his best when he knows exactly what he's being asked to do, and he is a phenomenal athlete. But he's in a different role, and I think you have to give him a lot of leeway as he tries to figure things out. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if there's a sub package for him or they just let him go get the quarterback.
Just want to remind you, listeners, that the number one question this week, as deemed by you, Bob, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various sauce, rub, and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, let's keep going. This one comes from Kyle in Newport. He says, I know we don't use a fullback anymore at Penn State, But do you see a formation package this season with two tailbacks? I said tailgate. Yeah. I got barbecue on the mind. With two tailbacks that can keep defenses guessing in the RPO. I always thought that would have been great last year with Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that you could see some variations of that. I think you could see some formations, and we'll talk about it maybe later in the show, where Tommy and Trace are on the field, obviously, in the same at the same time in the backfield. Trace is very close to being a running back now. I think
he's going to run more this year. Yeah.
But he has the skill set of a running back. Tommy is very much of a skill set running back guy. And we talked about it last week. You know, Micah Parsons is a guy I would line up in the backfield and let him be pretty much a fullback and for a quarterback ISO. But as far as seeing, for example, Miles Sanders and Mark Allen Ricky Ronnie and Miles Sanders, I don't think you'll see that. I think it's going to be one or the other.
You think they're going to stick with the one back set?
I thought
they did the one back thing just because Saquon's so good. I kind of think they're going to do a little bit, maybe.
I think a lot of it depends on what happens at tight end. They're going to go three wide. So if they let the best 11 on the field,
right?
If the tight end isn't one of the 11 best players, then you're going to either see Tommy in the backfield with Trace, or maybe you will see. I don't think that Ricky Slade and Miles Sanders in the backfield at the same time. I don't know. If you do see it, I think it's a trick play. I think they have other options they like, though.
We're going to talk about that in quarter number four, by the way, when we go outside the box. All right, let's go to Kevin in Ladson, South Carolina. Which conference does the most through scheduling to help their teams make the college football playoff, and which conference does the least? I thought this was an interesting question.
Well, I mean, which does the most and which does the least? Well, I think it's not so much the conference. I think it's dependent upon the schools within the conference. I think Ohio State has it right. They always play a great non-conference game.
Right.
And it'll be a home and away. And I think that positions them for
11-1.
It positions them to survive a one loss early.
Right.
But if
they
win that game early, they're almost, you know, it's going to take a lot to knock them out of the playoff. Alabama's smart. They'll usually play somebody good early, wax them. But the thing that they're smart about is late in the season when before they play Auburn, they'll play a team that's, you know, FCS. Almost like a scrimmage. So, and I really think it's up to the school. I don't think it's up to the conference. You can't mandate play a tough schedule. The Big Ten's got to play nine conference games, so that of itself kind of lends itself to quality, especially in the Big Ten East. They don't necessarily have to play killers early, but as far as that stuff goes, I just think of how Ohio State does it. Look at Michigan this year's opening with Notre Dame,
right?
So I mean, if they win that game, that really sets them up. They get Penn State at home. I think it's more about the school than the conference. Clemson usually also plays somebody good early
at the beginning of
the
year.
And that's ACC schedule's pretty good. So I don't know if the topic is about the conference as much as it is about the individual school.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Studio, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. All right, this question comes from David in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. He says, looking at each position group and comparing them to last year's team, which do you think have gotten better? Which do you think have gotten worse? And give me one that you think is the same. And he said, I'll sip on a Labatt Blue while I listen to your answer. Well done, sir.
Well, obviously, tight end and running back have taken a little step backward. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I don't think you really need to really debate that.
And that's not a reflection of the players that are there now.
The more interesting conversation, the offensive line, I think, just because of the way that James is recruited, and they only lost Brendan Mann. He was a good player, but they have some experienced players coming back. And the more important thing is their younger players are now ready to play. So if they do have injuries, it's not like a mad scramble. The most interesting groups to me are the linebackers and everyone in the secondary, because I think there will be a couple games where they're going to need to get up to speed, but I see these units by the middle of the season as being strengths. I really think this defense will be his fastest defense, and I do believe that they're only going to play two linebackers and a lot of sets. And I think that the secondary, especially with Lamont Wade and Tariq Castro-Fields, Amani, a healthy John Reed. The question is the safeties. I think Nick Scott's good. Taylor is the question mark, I think, at the start of the year. I think that they are concerns now, but I don't think they're going to be concerns in October.
I still – you talked about the linebacker and secondary. I'm still watching the defensive tackles.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for – I agree with you about the linebackers, that they've got a lot of good guys. I still think they need a little more game-wrecking the capabilities out of the defensive tackle
position. The one thing I'll say about the tackles is they lost their starters, but they were just rotational guys. They were not great players.
That's what
They were solid players.
They were solid.
So, in other words, I don't think it takes a lot to get caught up. I just think these young guys just need some experience. They didn't really lose NFL players.
Right. No, they did not. They did not.
It's a concern, but it's only a concern at the moment.
And I think when they've lost games the last 2 years, it was partly because they couldn't get any pressure on the quarterback. And now with the guys they have at the ends, you still need a little help on the inside. If the team's not worried about the inside, you're not getting to the quarterback. That's just the way it is. I don't care if it's Sharif Miller and Yetur Gross-Matos or God, you know, you're not getting there if they don't have to focus on the middle and worry about what's coming up inside if they can do that to you. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to John in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Many preseason publications point to Joe Moorhead's departure as offensive coordinator as a negative for this upcoming season. What do you see as the positives Ricky Ronnie will bring to the offense and the team overall as the offensive coordinator?
Well, the positive is that Ricky got to intern under Joe Moorhead for 2 years. I don't think that I would put Ricky Ronnie in the same class as Joe Moorhead. As far as positives, he might be more open to try different things. They look like they were doing some different things in the Fiesta Bowl against Washington. I didn't see enough of Tommy Stevens on the field last year, and I don't know if that was Joe. I don't know if that was James saying we need him. But right. I'm going to associate Ricky's first year with how creative is he going to be with Tommy Stevens.
All right, let me get one more in before we get out. David Lancaster asked, it appears that Penn State's building their roster with the mindset of kind of what it needs to beat Ohio State. Or is it other teams with a certain mindset that they want to build no matter how many guys they have? Or do you think they're trying to build it through one team?
I think Ohio State and Michigan. If you don't get through the Big Ten East, you're not going to get to the Big Ten title game. So absolutely, that's the correct question. I think the winner, it's very tight, but the position groups and which ones are the strengths and weaknesses compared to last year.
All right, that'll be David in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. You're going to get a 409 Tailgate Club gift basket. All right, that'll do it. You did very well, Bob. Thanks for sitting in for Ross. That'll do it for quarter number three coming up. Quarter number four, we're going to go outside the box and talk some offense. Bob Flowers and I, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.